Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God, okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
This podcast is brought to you by Eve's Toys. If you type in the promo code MOVIE, you can get 50% off of almost any item.
Except for the glass dildo.
The golden dildo.
The golden dildo is not for sale.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard. And shout out to Amanda Duncan for making us sound so pretty. Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction, the podcast where we read lesbian erotica out loud and comment on it. I'm Amanda Holland. I am the creator of Girlship TV, which is what is hosting this podcast. With me, I have my co-hosts.
I'm Kirsten King. I'm a former senior editor at BuzzFeed, and
I'm a bisexual.
You say it every time. Like
I'm
going to
say
super
it every
surprise.
Time. I'm going to assert my sexuality.
It's like we're an AA.
And I'm a bisexual.
Welcome, Kirsten.
Welcome, Kirsten.
Thank you.
I'm Ashley Perez. I am also formerly of BuzzFeed, and I identify as queer, much like this podcast.
Queer AF.
Queer AF.
Okay, who's got the story today?
Okay, so today we are reading A Different Kind of House Call.
What do you think it's about?
It's a different kind of house call?
Yeah.
So a house call usually means like a doctor visit, right? Mm-hmm. So are they going to play doctor in like a sexy way?
My guess is she's a maid.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, let's do it.
So just so you know, none of us have read this before, so we're reading it and reacting to it as we go.
A cold reading.
Cold reading.
Great.
And a hot story.
So here we go. One day, my life was perfectly wonderful. The next, a strange woman's hand was up my girlfriend's pussy. That's how we're starting the podcast.
All right, cool. Okay.
I didn't ask for an explanation. What kind could there be? She was in there looking for car keys. When I got over the shock, I realized that hand belonged to the unfortunately pseudonymed Anita Folk, star of Horny Hospital. Anita played a doctor who cured people by giving them orgasms. Her waiting room was always crowded with eager patients, as you might imagine.
Wait, that's like a thing that people did back in the 50s, though. They
cured
would try
people with orgasms?
No, they would try, the doctors would think that they could cure women's hysteria by giving them orgasms.
This sounds like some Larry Nassar shit. That does
not sound right.
Okay. Ugh. So is this a porn star or this is
or a, she an actual she, doctor? I'm, did she leave porn to become an actual doctor?
We have to find out.
Dr. Okay. Quinn, medicine orgasm.
This spelling is, Lucy cried. Can you? The good doctor knew just what Lucy needed. Mouth to clit resurrection. She pushed Lucy's legs back and slurped noisily. Oh, that's it, Anita. I'm coming. Anita grabbed Lucy by the waist. Lucy locked her legs around Anita's neck. Meanwhile, my teeth clenched, my heart sped up, and my hands balled into fists. I was furious. I'm just thinking of that Arthur Fist meme.
Yeah.
So she's watching her girlfriend get fucked by...
Or is it a man's perspective? I honestly can't tell yet.
No, but Lucy and Anita, and I think the girl... Oh, like it's
Lucy
a man.
Is getting an orgasm from Anita, the doctor.
Who is Lucy and who's Anita in your mind? We don't have very much to go off of.
I see. Like porn star, because of today, I'm immediately thinking Stormy Daniels, and I know I shouldn't.
Oh, God. Okay.
But I feel
I don't
like
know if they are porn stars or... Let's just...
Okay. Keep reading.
Before we cast, let's keep reading. I was furious. I wanted to yell, but I knew Lucy and Anita wouldn't listen. They were too deep into the sex zone. I thought about leaving, but couldn't bear to do so. Somehow it felt less like cheating if I was there to watch it. Oh. Lucy scrunched up her face, moaned some more, and pumped her sexy hips against Anita's silicone-filled lips. She cried. And I'm making these sounds because they are spelled like that, okay? She cried, her thighs shaking. Oh my God, that feels so good. Yes, just a little faster with your tongue. Right there in my clit. Oh God, that's the spot. I'm getting so wet. Oh yes, Anita. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sounds like this girl is in a porn too.
Honestly, the communication though is actually pretty accurate. The sex communication is pretty accurate.
Also, sex zone just makes me
Sex zone is like a weird laser tag place.
The sex zone.
No, Lucy protested. I can't. She tried pushing Anita's head away, but that only made Anita want it more. Anita went faster this time, using a finger to pump Lucy's hole while sucking on her clit. After she came, Lucy looked up at me. I didn't know what to say to her, and she didn't know what to say to me. Truth be told, I wasn't too surprised. I knew one of these days Lucy would cheat on me. I just didn't think it would happen on my birthday.
It's always someone's birthday in these
always
things.
Someone's birthday. Also, we have no clue if the narrator is man or woman yet, right?
And we also have no clue what the hell is going on because it started straight with holy shit, pussy
the next graph, guys.
She just like pulls on the gloves and is like, all right, it's time for your orgasm therapy. Like, your significant other can stay in the room. Happy birthday. Here we go.
Why does it have to be on their birthday? But let's see how they got there.
Okay.
Okay.
A few months ago, Lucy and I were watching a particularly hot episode of The L Word.
Oh,
so lesbian for sure.
God.
So they are lesbians. I now think the narrator is a woman. As soon as I shut off the TV, Lucy lifted her knees up onto her chest. Need me to spot you for sit-ups, I asked. Lucy frowned. Okay, okay, I said, not wanting to be a poor sport. We'd been going out for months now, and Lucy had been very patient with me, sexually speaking. I leaned my head down until my lips were touching her mound. I licked for a few seconds before jumping up abruptly. What's the matter? Lucy asked as I spit pubic hair onto the mattress. Oh. I just can't.
Oh, she doesn't like
going down on Lucy? So this person doesn't like going down on Lucy.
So she needs a doctor to show her. So she needs a doctor to do it. That is a different kind of house call.
All right, look, I don't want to force you. Why don't I do it to you instead? No, if she did it to me, I'd have to reciprocate somewhere down the line. I just wanted to forget the whole thing and move on to something else. So Lucy's dating a straight woman.
I just wanted to forget the whole thing and move on to the seventh episode of The L Word.
Also,
can we just...
She is a straight woman.
Can we just not do the sex thing right now and keep watching TV, please?
Can you imagine if you were having sex with someone and they got sprung out of bed, spit your...
Pubic hair
out also, of their mouth.
Maybe don't bite her vagina. There won't be that much right. Pubic hair in your mouth.
That's how you do sex, right? Which is yes, biting yes. The
that's
vagina.
That's how you do the sex. You bite the vagina.
The mound.
Okay. But Lucy wasn't ready to move on. She kissed her way up to my thigh. She breathed heavily on my pubic hair and finally deposited a wiggly tongue into my engorged clit. No! I said again. Why? I just told you I can't. Again, getting into consent issues with all of these erotica stories.
So consent is important. Mm-hmm. Just want to take that time to say.
We're going to say that every episode. Consent. I couldn't tell her the truth, which was that I was grossed out by the whole affair. I didn't want to go down on her, and I couldn't imagine why she wanted to go down on me. To put your mouth where a person pees, where a woman menstruates? Who decided this was fun? John Waters? Who's John Waters?
John Waters?
He's the director. Isn't that John Waters?
I don't know.
Of what?
He directed Hairspray and also...
Why is he the reference?
Am I right? Okay. I feel like I'm right.
Okay.
Google him.
Sidebar, I don't know who John Waters is. And why did you even need to do when a hand could do the same job in a much more civilized manner? And then there was the other factor. To open myself up like that meant that I was also opening my heart. It meant that if I was making a serious commitment. I loved Lucy, but I wasn't sure I could be that kind of girlfriend. I had just come out. The whole thing was still so new.
There it is. Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite have my bearings yet. And the way things were going, with my mother still not talking to me because I refused to date her friend's sons, I wasn't sure I was ever going to be okay with this whole lesbian deal. Okay,
I don't want lesbian erotica to be about sad coming out stories.
I know, this is a sad coming out story, and she's kind of, like, straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I feel like at the same time, I want to be like, do it at your own pace. That's fine. But at the other time, it's like, if you're grossed out by vaginas, then...
You should totally do it at your own pace. But, like, if the idea completely grosses you out, and you... So much so that you get up, you spring out of bed, and spit.
You may not be gay.
Then you might not be into it. All right, let's keep going. I began to cry. Lucy patted me. This is not sexy. Lucy patted me on the back and assured me it wasn't that important. Of course, she was lying. Oral sex is only the most important thing in the world to a dyke.
Wow. Oh, okay.
It's right up there with cats, knitting, and the Indigo Girls.
Who wrote this bitch?
Only I was the odd lesbian who didn't like it, or any of those things for that matter. Give me dogs, rug hooking, the pet shop, boys by any day. Okay, so this is like, it is opening an interesting conversation where, like, if you don't enjoy something sexually, like, just because it's part of that
norm,
like, that's okay. If you're into other things and you're attracted
to
this person.
Yeah, but don't lump in cats in the Indigo Girls.
Yeah, don't list a bunch of lesbian stereotypes, though, as your justification.
It does make me, like, because are there, I'm very not well versed on this subject, but are there like asexual lesbians who are maybe like this?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like,
so, I'm sure there's people who are romantically attracted.
That's a false sentence of it's the most important thing. Whatever's important is whatever you and your partner decide.
Oral sex is definitely not the most important thing. I think it's just mutual.
If you both like it,
understanding
do it.
Of what you both want.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it? Lucy asked. I shook my head no. So I guess in the end, I got what I deserved. If I wasn't willing to be a full sexual partner for Lucy, she had the right to fuck someone else.
Oh.
Why do you look so upset? Lucy asked me. Why am I upset? You're cheating on me. Oh my God, is that what you think? Well, what the hell should I be thinking? No, no, you got it all wrong. It's for your birthday. A threesome. She jumped up and down. We were going to wait for you, but someone got a little restless. Anita looked down at the floor. Really? I asked. You're not cheating? This sounds like an unhealthy relationship.
She got her a threesome for her birthday?
Yeah, so we're
started early.
So we just got the context of why
Anita's fucking Lucy.
Why Lucy and Anita are having sex, and it's because our narrator doesn't want to have oral sex. So yeah. I guess she walks in and Anita, the orgasm doctor, is fucking her girlfriend Lucy, and Lucy is now pitching it as a threesome.
Oof.
Well, I guess that's a nice idea, but I don't think I'm ready. Lucy looked at Anita. Can you please go into the bedroom? Yes, Mistress Lucy, Anita said tonelessly. I am your humble servant and your loyal later, Lucy whispered. But you said I'd get to act. Anita stomped on the ground for dramatic effect, something I'm sure they taught her at porn actor school. Okay, so Anita is a porn star. Go. Anita pouted but walked up the staircase. Put on some panties if you're going to sit in our red chair. We just bought that, I said.
The most lesbian thing.
That's pretty gay.
Look, hon, Lucy said when Anita was gone. I know this wasn't one of your fantasies, but I think it might help us bring us closer together. Maybe make you less inhibited. I thought if you saw Anita and me going at it, you'd be a little less self-conscious and a little more adventurous. And maybe you'd want to join in. There's so much I want to do with you. Not just oral, but also S&M.
Okay.
S&M. All right. I remember the one time we messed around with that. My bare ass in Lucy's face. That scary feeling of being vulnerable. I pulled my pants up right away, not even giving Lucy the chance to touch me. So can we go upstairs? Lucy asked. She looked so beautiful standing there, the light from the windows illuminating her alabaster skin and long blonde hair, her helpful smile, her pleading eyes. How could I turn her down? Did I really want to blow our relationship by not blowing her? All right, I said. She smiled and we went upstairs. My heart was pounding. I never had group sex before. And to have to do the thing I felt most self-conscious about while someone else was watching, this was going to be awful. Yet, I had to try.
Can we pause? Who is Lucy now? Lucy has long blonde hair. Let's start casting.
Yeah.
So the narrator... So Lucy is Lucy's a girlfriend. Narrator, I don't think... We never get the narrator's names.
Yeah.
I think Lucy could be who has Blake Lively.
Okay.
Lucy's Blake Lively. For me, the girl she's fucking seen?
Porn star?
Anita. The porn star, Anita, is like a Carmen Electra type to me.
Oh, I can see that. So a lot of blonde women fucking.
And then the narrator
seems like a wet blanket. Like, who is that? Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza actually works.
Aubrey Plaza and Blake Lively dating and Aubrey Carmen. Plaza doesn't want to go down on her. I think Aubrey Plaza way worked for this.
Yes. Aubrey Plaza's perfect for it. All right. Okay. Are we all good, ladies? Anita asked, lounging on the red chair, completely naked. Of course. So Anita just totally disregarded the request to wear underwear on the red chair.
Aubrey Plaza is like, we just bought that chair. Carmen Electra's like, my pussy's all over.
I sighed, knowing I would be throwing at that chair just as soon as she was gone. You do this for a living? I asked, getting undressed. Yep, it's on my website under miscellaneous. That's how Lucy found me.
So Lucy was on her website. Lucy was looking for porn. Yeah.
Also, we're getting the protagonist's names now. Olivia loves your films, by the way, Lucy said. Mm. I do not. Oh, please, Lucy said. I saw you rubbing one out last week to ICU Intent.
This is the porn title name. I can't wait.
Intensive Cunnilingus Union.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes. ICU Intensive Cunnilingus Unit.
Oh, let's get some shirts
really
printed.
Rolls. For this podcast, please hashtag ICU Intensive Cunnilingus Unit. Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's like a different kind of Law and Order.
Yeah. I blushed and put my head under the pillow. Anita lifted the pillow off me. Don't be embarrassed. I love meeting fans. Come here. I got a really... Oh, I got really horny waiting for you. She pulled my hand to her cunt, all soft and slippery. I whimpered as she raced my finger up and down her hot little slit. What would you like me to do? I asked. Anita smiled at my nervousness. Fist me.
Oh, God. Can't people have some normal-ass sex? No wonder she's freaked the fuck out.
Honestly, I know that if this is your introduction to lesbian sex, it is not this scary. It is way more understanding and communicative.
There's a lot more sharing of secrets.
And yeah, a lot more staring into each other's eyes.
Hey, you know how you're really scared of going down on a girl? Shove a fist up my vagina.
Okay, so here's how she responds. Oh, no, that's Lucy's department, I say, pulling my hand free. No, it's not, Lucy said. I can't do that. Why not? It could hurt her. Look at my nails.
Why?
As a dyed in the flannel butch, I usually never get my nails done.
Blake Lively is a dyed in the flannel butch?
No, it's...
Oh, no, Aubrey Plaza. Okay.
Aubrey Plaza. But my mother, in yet another effort to make me straight, had given me a gift certificate, and I hate to let anything go to waste. I felt like calling my mom up and thanking her for giving me such an easy out from fisting a gay porn star, but somehow I didn't think she'd approve. So basically she has acrylic nails, so that's why her mom made her get her nails done.
So the narrator, mm-hmm. whose name I can't remember, Olivia. Is a butch. Uh-huh. Is she one of those, like, is she a, there's like the kind of butches, the no touch, the ones.
Soft butch?
No, they're like some, it used to be a term back in the 50s that was like, they don't like to be touched. They want to be the one to give pleasure and never receive it.
Oh, yeah. Stone butch? Is that what it is?
I can't remember.
I think that, like, either way, Olivia clearly is still figuring out her own, what she's comfortable with.
Her girlfriend
is like throwing her in the scene where she's asking her to fist a porn star. It really just seems like they don't understand each other.
It's touch me not. She's touch me not.
Okay. So she's potentially touch me not. Fine, just watch me, Lucy said. So I watched in amazement as Lucy filled Anita's glistening pussy with her right hand. She start also like who does that?
Blake Lively.
we start a rumor that Blake Lively is fisting women.
We're going to be sued for defamation. Blake Lively is not into fisting, for all we know. Okay. So her pussy's in her right hand. She started with just a few fingers and a lot of loop, slowly stretching the hole out. Then she began punching her pussy like it was a boxing opponent. Anita screamed and I worried she was being hurt, but the look on her face told me otherwise. Anita was being punched, but she was still the winner. As for myself, I could hold back no longer. I took off my own pants, lay down next to the two of them, and began masturbating.
Oh,
it was actually kind of
watching.
Nice, even liberating to touch my cunt in public, even though the two of them were far too distracted to notice me. A slight breeze came from the window, cooling my cunt and taking the edge off my need.
That's nice.
But the need soon came back, multiplied by 1,000. I grabbed the newly bought vibrator on the side of the bed, slid it into myself, pushing the switch up to high. In seconds, my pussy was being assaulted by the most intense vibrations I've ever known. I moaned in pleasure and frustration, waiting for my orgasm to overtake me. Lucy and Anita stopped what they were doing and sucked my nipples, trying, I thought, to help me reach the promised land. And then all of a sudden, the vibrator stopped. Lucy had managed to reach down and shut it off. I didn't say you could come, she announced.
Oh.
I thought the batteries ran out because that sucks when that happens.
That does suck.
I didn't realize I had to check with you first. Don't be funny, she said, and began licking my left ankle. Then Anita began doing the same thing to my right one. Soon, both of them were licking up my thighs.
Was this the finale of 50 Shades of Grey?
Fifty Shades Freed.
Here's the thing, is I just want to put the image in everybody's head because this is the image that I have in my head. But whenever I think about fisting, it just makes me think about a puppet because you got your whole hand up. It is the human puppet. Anyway,
also,
go on.
Like, this is for, I don't know, this like polyamorous situation, I feel like would have a lot more communication and understanding for it to work.
It feels like it was like, it's a really good cover to be like, instead of just being like, I'm cheating on you, to be like, I planned a threesome.
Happy birthday. Okay. Then when I realized it, they both planned to go down on me at once. I got up. I couldn't handle even one woman going down on me. No way could I handle two. You know, ladies, I really don't think I can do this. Why don't we just take a rain check? Oh, no, this is getting bad. Get the handcuffs out, Anita. No, please, Lucy. I'm not ready for that. Olivia, do you remember that time you took me swimming? Yeah. And do you remember how I clung to the edge and how I wouldn't jump in, and even though it was a shallow end? Yeah. And what did you do? I pushed you. Okay, now I'm pushing you. I sighed. She put a hand on my shoulder. Olivia, we deserve to have a spicier sex life. There's more to sex than just hand jobs and making out. You can't keep being so scared like this.
If you gotta talk about this stuff,
you have to like have a conversation before you introduce
a fisting an orgasm
fisting doctor into your relationship, and you don't talk to your girlfriend about it. Like, she's clearly new to this world. Maybe like don't be like, this is what it's like. I'm gonna handcuff you. You're gonna fist this person. Like, 0 to 100.
You're gonna like the way you look. We guarantee it.
Like getting to, oh my God, again, just another consent plug. Never do something your partner's
this podcast with. Brought to you by consent.
It's important.
Okay. I watched my hands shake as they were attached to the bed. I began to worry, what if they lost the key? Oh, wow. She has anxiety just like me, honestly. Like, I kind of relate to this person. I envisioned a late night call to a locksmith, a laughing locksmith. But then another thought flew through my brain. I was completely immobilized into the mercy of two very horny lesbians. Lucy bent down and put her mouth on me. Though I wanted her to go down on me, I still worried she would be repulsed by my taste, my smell. I needn't have been concerned. I could eat you for days, Lucy whispered, and I could tell she really meant it. I tasted good because I was her girlfriend. She wanted to do this for me because it gave her pleasure to make me happy.
Wait, why did it get sweet? That's also a real fear that's super valid. Yeah, but how did it get so sweet in like one session?
She wanted to go down on me because she's my girlfriend.
I tasted good because I was her girlfriend. Wow. Now we're all crying.
This is an emotional roller coaster. And Christ, did it feel better than a hand job? More warm, more intimate, more intense. I forgot about my self-consciousness and began to enjoy it. Lucy stopped when she sensed I was about to come. She kissed me and I tasted myself on her. I was quite delicious, if I do say so myself.
I forgot I ate a shit ton of pineapple.
But even more important, this liquid was evidence that I was sexual, that I was a woman, and that I was in love and loved. How could I have ever been ashamed of that? This is, like, just a pause. This is a really good point that, like, you're always way more self-conscious of, like, your body and yourself when you're having sex. And, like, the person you're with, if it's, like, right, they're just, like, happy to be there.
Yeah, for real.
They're just, like, so grateful that it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're also thinking about their body and what they're self-conscious about.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone's self-conscious.
That's the name of this title. It says Ultimate Lesbian Erotica. Everyone is self-conscious / a vampire.
Okay, now they're getting into dirty talk. I've been a very bad girl. I guess that means you'll be punishing me, I said in a bored tone of voice.
In a bored?
Aubrey Plaza, bored.
Why did Lucy have to be this weird, this kinky? Why couldn't we just fuck like everyone else? More importantly, why couldn't we go back to her going down on me? Lucy took me out of the handcuffs, but only to turn me around and handcuff me again. Then she pulled down my pants. I was glad my face was in the pillow because I was blushing to the beat of the band.
Where were her pants before?
Yeah, wait.
How was she going down?
Is she wearing, like, boxer briefs? And she, I don't know how she was getting in there before.
I feel like that was an oversight by the editor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is butt stuff about to happen?
A whip is coming into play.
Oh!
Is this 50 Shades of Grey, but the lesbian version?
Lucy hit me with a whip. It hurt like a motherfucker. Lucy wrapped a belt around my mouth. Ooh, scary. She didn't care what I had to say. She whipped me again, and it felt another painful burning sensation on my butt. The burning got hotter and hotter with each hit, matching the warmth of my pussy. I wouldn't have thought the pain would blot out the pleasure, but whipping just made me hornier. My ass was getting all the attention my pussy craved. It was driving me insane, but in the very best way. That was when I gave up control, gave myself to Lucy. She would do what she wanted. I was hers and hers alone. And of course, just as I was giving up control and enjoying myself, Lucy stopped hitting me. She took the cuffs off, turned me back to face her and Anita, who had some odd little contraption on her tongue. What is that? I asked. You'll see. Anita knelt down beneath my knees and placed her tongue on my clit. I was about to complain I'd want Lucy to get me off, but immediately I felt such a strong vibration in my cunt, I couldn't say a damn thing. Anita kept her tongue on me. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Oh. So Anita is just watching her as, what's her face, gets
Anita's
her
Anita's just like hanging out.
Watching her with her little like tongue vibrator on.
If I was a porn star who was hired to be there, I'd be like, am I still getting paid for this?
Okay, so they're just like basically teasing her. She's not coming. And then Finally, I just had it. Lucy, please, I can't take anymore, I yelled. Lucy came in. She had a worried look on her face.
She came in. Did she leave?
I don't know where Lucy went. Yep, Lucy was still in the room.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, sorry. I missed a part when I was skimming over. Anita cuffed me again and walked out of the room with Lucy. I moaned loudly, banged my head against the wall, literally. They didn't care. They were planning to make me suffer for God knows how long. Finally, I'd had it. Lucy, please, I can't take anymore, I yelled. Lucy came in. She had a worried look on her face. She seemed to know that I'd hit my breaking point. She asked Anita to leave. I guess we went a little too far, huh? You fucking think? But I was so excited for you, for us. I think we really made a breakthrough. Yes, a breakthrough, I said. I could barely get that much out. Lucy had gone back to going down on me, and this time there was no teasing. Lucy licked and licked and licked right where I needed it most, and then it happened. The orgasm exploded out of me like a massive volcano, leaving me sweating, a crying mess. Oh, Lucy, I said, I love you so much. We got up from the bed. Where are you going? She asked. I'm going to cut my nails. I don't want to hurt you. That's the last one.
What? So Lucy was like, well, it's time to cut these nails because I'm guessing I'm just giving hand jobs for now. Like,
I think what? That like the ending was supposed to be like a empowering takeaway. Like, you know what? I'm going to go cut my nails and we're going to keep having sex because I'm into this now. But I don't get why Carmen Electra had to come into the picture to them both on board sexually.
I don't know. I guess you just get a third in there. I would alternately title this Tootsie Pop. How many licks?
Okay, take it to the center.
Oh, man. I mean, that was... I also... Okay, so it was called House Call. So I guess that she had just... She had hired a... We're also mixing up... We're convoluting porn star and sex worker.
But like, yeah, she's a porn star.
But she said she's watched some of her movies before. But I guess why would a porn star make these
porn
kind of porn
stars not making house calls?
Yeah.
Maybe that's her side hustle.
Yeah, I guess
she's a millennial porn
star. She did say it was on her website under miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous. I can come over and fuck you.
You know, this had me on all like a crazy ride because at first I was like, this is fucked up and it's not okay. And then it got really sweet. And then there was just like a lot of handcuffing, but that was just like, and then I flipped her over this way and then I flipped her over that way. And then I had a whip the next second.
I feel like, there were the redeemable part of this story, I would say, was like the part where she talks about her own self-consciousness and like, then her girlfriend's like, she's like, oh, I realized she was into it because she's my girlfriend. That was like the redeemable part to me.
Sure.
Have you guys ever been whipped?
For fun or for sex?
I've never been whipped.
I've been spanked and it's always alarming.
Yeah.
Always like, oh, this is like happening.
Like, oh, we're doing this. I guess I feel like I have to just be more sexually adventurous. I relate to Aubrey Plaza. Not to that extent. I wouldn't spit out someone's pubes.
I just feel like it is like, okay, especially if she's talking about she just came out. It's something you need to... My fly's unzipped. Sorry.
When did that happen?
It's like how the pants all of a sudden came off.
But I think it's like a conversation that should have been had between them before she was like, also, this is something her girlfriend clearly fucking planned.
Yeah.
Because she ordered a porn star who also happened to be a sex worker. She had the whip. She had the handcuffs.
Yeah.
She had the clit vibrator.
And the lube.
And the, well.
Well, yeah, she probably had that before.
But like, she just had everything on deck for
and
that.
And the new sex toy, because she said it was a new sex toy by the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. And the new vibrator.
Damn.
So this is like, happy birthday. Like, can you imagine?
Was it her birthday for us?
It was her birthday. Talk about a fucking surprise.
Damn. That's like the worst surprise.
I just wanted to go out to an Italian dinner.
I get that like face your fears is like a thing, but like, that's not what I want to do on my birthday.
No. Oh, yeah.
How would we rate the story? Do we have a rating system for these yet?
What's a...
Better than Twilight? Not better than Twilight. That's a rating
system. I haven't actually read Twilight, so I couldn't speak to that.
Oh, okay.
I would say not better
how
than
many,
Twilight.
Or how many shades of gray?
Ah, that's amazing.
How many shades of gray was this one? I would say this is like... Since there were a lot of emotional themes in it, I would say it's only like 30 shades of gray.
Yeah, I would say 32 shades of gray.
28.
There was some whipping in it, which, you know, brings it up in scale, but...
And handcuffs.
What do we think of the casting of Aubrey Plaza, Carmen Electra, and
Blake Lively?
I think it was pretty...
Top notch. Oscar worthy.
Pretty good. Carmen Electra and Aubrey Plaza for sure. The Blake Lively thing, it kept throwing me off.
Yeah.
Was Blake Lively doing the fisting, or she was getting fisted?
Oh, right. I forgot the part where her whole fist was in her.
Is that why she says she's going to cut her nails?
So she can fist her.
Oh, okay. So she can turn her into a human puppet.
God.
All right. Well, that was that.
Well, that was this week's episode of Queer
Fiction.
I just like, it's so hard to end these because we're all just like standing here with or sitting here with our jaws open, shaking our head as we're reading it. I just want to say for anyone listening that's like newly out or new to being queer, please don't feel like you have to live up to any sort of standards. You don't have to meet Racula or be fisted to be gay.
Exactly.
Or queer.
Or queer.
Or queer.
Yeah.
Amanda, if people like this podcast, where can they help us out?
If you want to become a patron, please donate to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/girlshiptv, as this is sponsored by Girlship TV.
We're here.
Where can they find you on the internet, everyone?
Hey, that's mine.
Go.
You find me on Twitter and Instagram at Awkward Holland.
You can find me on Twitter at KirstenKing_.
Please, Kirsten King, get back to us on giving us that screening.
Kirsten King, who hasn't used her Twitter since 2007, please relinquish your rights. And on Instagram, it's Kirsten L. King. And that's KirsteN.
And you can find me everywhere at ITS Ashley Perez, Ashley without an E.
Cool. And we'll see you next time when we read more lesbian erotica.
Surprise.
Surprise. Bye, y'all.
Hopefully see you next time.
Bye. Hashtag breast blessed.
Bite. Breast blessed.
Bite.